Okay, this is tape number 4, review of communications, United States Coast Guard Cutter Itasca, June and July 1937, side 2 of tape number 4.
Do not hear you on 6210. Maintain QSO on 3105 or 7500. Unanswered. Of course, it's unanswered because she's in the drink by now.
Mm-hmm. Boy, she's long gone.
Yeah. But, you know...
But I'm on 6210 anyhow. I remember going to 6210.
But you couldn't transmit voice on 6210, and she couldn't receive code, so it was an exercise of utility. However, we only know that now, don't we? We didn't know that then.
I was only interested in hearing her on 6210. I would have answered it on 3105 or 7500. Had we picked her up on 6210, I would have answered on 3105 and keyed 7500 and gave her R's. But I remember so vividly swinging that handle on the 32.
Over to
6210. Of course, I did it long before this time indicates, because I did it instantly.
Yeah, you did
the
it.
The minute
she said 6210.
I went to 6210.
Right,
we both went to 6210 and left 3105 unguarded. Okay, let's take it from there. Still sending on 70, telling her to go ahead and sending out signals for her to observe bearings on. Maintaining listening watch 3105 and 7500.
What are you listening on 7500 for? It was never intimated that she ever could transmit on 7500.
I don't know, but it says that's what I'm listening on. And 500. What the hell am I doing on 500?
Well, you thought she could transmit on that.
Stop sending to tune in signals, if any, on 7500. And 3105. Now 3 minutes after 9, nothing. Sending on 7500. Now she's in the drink.
She's been in the drink.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens after the
astrograph.
You know that half hour never entered my mind?
Never entered anybody's mind. Felt.
Well, who the hell thinks of a thing like that?
Had no reason to think of it.
Had no reason to, But I still don't think that is why she didn't hear us.
I don't know.
It's a contributing factor. But I don't think that's the reason. I still think that fucking transmitter was here. What's your opinion?
Let's go through, before we form opinions, let's go through the other logs. They're more.
What other logs?
Breaking these all down in the plain English. Where you don't have the Z signals. Okay, we're
no,
right
wait a minute, I'm not quite through.
Okay,
with
you
this.
Go right ahead with those. Stay right to it. Here's the DF on the island, 3105.
Here's the T-22.
Were they both mounted in the what they call the government house, the shack there?
Well, you where else?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it seems to me they wouldn't put them outside.
Maybe in a...
All right, now here's the T-22.
They might want to get him, you know, they got him off the ship because of the steel. And you know how HFDF is. I think they might have put him in a tent outside.
No, that's a wooden shack. No, that didn't enter into it. No.
How would you like to look at Cipriani's logs?
We're not up that far yet. You said 3 days now.
Okay. As far as the DF being in the government house, I don't believe it was. And my reasoning for not believing that is that the DF, I believe, was in the tent. That's where some of the men that were on the island thought Cipriani was out at a tent. I do have the one picture of the tent out near the intersection of the runways that shows the long wire antenna going to it. And also, when they called the KG6GNW, when they called Howland Island the radio and wanted them to get a hold of Cipriani, they always had to say, wait, it always took a few minutes. And so they had to go out to the tent, I believe, to get Cipriani or to get an answer from him or to give the message to him. And because of the delay in getting Cipriani, when Cipriani was on watch from Government House, where the amateur radio was, I believe is quite a bit of evidence that Cipriani was not in Government House, but rather was out at the tent.
With the receivers.
The people
with
there.
The batteries.
People there say no.
I saw the thing. I looked at it.
On the island?
No, aboard the vessel.
But on the island, the guys that are there, they swear they never saw it.
I saw it go in the boat.
With the battery?
With Cipriani.
With the big battery?
I wasn't particularly looking about batteries.
Hey, let's draw a picture of that dumb thing.
It went immediately to the radio shack. You follow me?
It was there all the time during cruise down.
Yes. Over in a corner where no one paid any attention to it. In other words, just another dead body.
Didn't try and work it.
Well, what for?
To learn how to
what for?
Just assume when you got ashore with it, you'd know how to work it.
Sure. Had it been me, I would have taken 50 dummy runs on that thing. Leo, Chief, how do I run this goddamn thing? Very weak and unreadable. These are imaginations. You're stretching your imagination now.
Hear anything that doesn't sound like a normal piece of static, and that's a signal.
That's a signal. I mean, we're groping.
I'm the radio operator enough that I know.
We're groping now.
Anything. You're desperate.
And we're desperate. Any the slightest out of the way noise. I'm still
asleep. That's the end of July 2nd.
I don't believe he had radio log forms on the island. Number one. Now, that's just a thought. Apparently it is. Starts off.
Okay, he has 2nd of July, 1st of July, or something up there.
This, all the time is computed in blah, blah, blah. That was, Cipriani wouldn't put that in there.
No.
Somebody put that in there. He didn't.
Anyway, how on time was 10 and a half?
Okay, let me see what he's got here.
Okay, it's 10
so
o'clock.
At 11 o'clock at night, or 10 o'clock at night, he assumed a watch.
Right.
Now, you see, he's got his frequencies. Mm-hmm. Well, he had nothing else to... Well, yeah, he had to listen to 2670. Okay. Now, he hears us on 3105, no problem.
Well,
even if the transmitter were haywire, he would hear us.
Why is that?
The proximity.
Well, modulation is modulation.
Yes, but let us assume for the moment that even though the transmitter is haywire, he's hearing us.
Let's go, but let's not use this.
Is there any place in there we can pick this up at any time?
Yeah. Okay, at what time is this? 0717, picked up Earhart using long antenna S3, hardly any carrier, whatever that means. What does that mean, hardly any carrier?
Background. You know what a carrier is.
Yeah, but...
Well, what does he mean? I don't know.
What was it? She is over-modulated. I don't know what that...
He doesn't know what that means.
Switching over to loop for bearing, S1 to 0. She what? She S1
to 0
transmission, bearing nil in 3105. That was at 717. That would be at 0617. Itasca time. Let's see what was going on at 617. Nothing. At 6:12, Earhart was on 3105, wanted radio bearing, about 200 miles out. She quit transmitting about 6:15. At 6:20 to 23, worked Howland Island and passed on the dope. Told him to take bearing on 3105 kilocycles, etc.
That's not here on time.
Okay. Except that we're not together here on anything. When he's... tells you that he hears you testing on phone for NMC.
And giving the weather.
You're doing something completely different.
Now, he said the batteries are of low amperage hour capacity. I thought they were of high. I could be wrong.
Well, now, he's using the DF and receiving set sparingly. How do you do that? Due to heavy drainage on the batteries, how do you use it sparingly?
Turning it on and off, I presume, instead of keeping it on 24 hours.
Well, he's doing that when they've just asked to request a bearing on the plane. The batteries are low ampere hour capacity. Earhart on the air, S4. Give me a bearing. Earhart did not test for bearing. Her transmission too short for bearing. Static X5. Her carrier is completely modulated. Could not get a bearing due to the above reasons.
Make any sense to you? Doesn't to me.
Doesn't make a bit of sense to me.
I test.
How do you use the direction finder sparingly?
Give me an answer. I task is sending A's to, what's his name, on 3105. Will you tell me what I'm doing sending A's to, on 3105?
Well, whether you are or not, on phone, see, here's you on phone on 3105. Hey, all this stuff, you know, it's mm-hmm. all wonderful stuff. Batteries weak, voice on 3105, came in at end of transmission at 0859. That's when she's at 8 o'clock. She said, I'm circling, take a bearing on me. She's loud and clear.
All batteries on the island are discharged. Jesus Christ, we must
well,
have...
Well, how did he transmit?
We must have had 100 batteries on that goddamn ship. We had... On the ship, my emergency power was batteries. Banks of them. Why in the Christ didn't we run one over? Why didn't he get word to us?
Well, at 7:56, there's a message here. You gave the dope for relay to Mr. Baker. And working Howland Island using key and radio telephone at 8:03... if all the batteries on the island are dead, how's he getting all these messages? At 9:35, which is 10:35 his time, 35 minutes after all the batteries on the island are discharged, called Howland Island and told him to get direction finder going at all costs. But how could he get that message? All the batteries on the island are dead. How come he can get you telling him to take a bearing at all costs, but can't get a bearing, can't get her?
Madeline called Howland to get the last plane. Said Brianna doesn't.
I don't know. I can't make any sense out of this.
Well, I told you that in your first visit that I couldn't make any sense out of the guy.
Well,
I don't get this.
The logs just don't make any sense.
This, apparently, does not. None of this makes any sense.
Every battery on the island is dead, yet he's copying these messages from them.
Now, this log...
You notice...
This log was written in the radio shack of the ITEF. Because this is a telegraphic keyboard.
Now, you're smart. There's something that you picked up I didn't know.
This is a telegraphic keyboard. Well, I can tell. God, that's the only kind I ever
I see, because there's nothing but capital letters.
Nothing but caps. Now, on the island, they wouldn't have a telegraphic keyboard.
Of course, this says transcript of the log.
Yes,
on Howland Island.
Because that was put down in the office. That's a different typewriter altogether. This is not a telegraphic keyboard.
Well, how can you tell that?
Because I can tell by the way
it's typed.
That's capital letters on an ordinary mill. This, you can see the ribbon is all shot to hell, as most ribbons are in a radio shack. Because we're pounding it daily. This was done in the radio room of the ITASC.
But how could it be done without you guys knowing it was being done? You guys are on watch constantly.
Well, it would have to be done after we picked up Cipriani, and Cipriani did it himself, which is standard procedure. You copy your own logs as a rule. When a copy of a log is necessary...
Okay, that was the end of that side of that tape. Let's see, let me tie that down. That was the end of Thomas J. O'Hare, tape number 2, done on May 20th, 1976. And now I'm going to pick up tape number 3. It'll be side 1 of tape number 3.
110 Southeast, New River Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's now 4:45 p.m., Thursday, May 20th. 1976, we're in the living room of Tommy's home in Fort Lauderdale, and we're looking at Cipriani's logs from Howland Island. You see, for a couple of days there is no logs. He didn't listen to the radio for 2 days. And then on the 5th of July, he started a watch again. And I want you to notice that at 0007, he started the watch at 0001, and 34 minutes later, he's heard a signal that's above 3105, and he's taken a bearing. With no call given or anything, just a weak carrier, he's taken a bearing on that signal within 34 minutes of starting his watch.
He never did get a bearing, did he?
Well, he said the bearing was only approximately...
Oh, where is it?
Of
what
south,
bearing? I don't see any bearing.
It says bearing only approximately south-southeast or north-northwest.
Oh, right.
Calling Itasca with a priority message to report it. To report a unidentified signal 3 days later that was off frequency, that he barely heard that he had an approximate bearing on it. So he's sending an approximate message to send that bearing.
Imagination.
Well, do you know that this, in the search reports, this is one of the most important pieces of information they had to go on? This is why everybody went up north, that 281.
Wait a minute, I want to see the message that he sent to us.
He didn't send it, as you notice.
Yes, it is. Here it is.
Oh, he's gone off watch. This was sent to you by this gentleman.
Well, I mean,
here.
This message is this, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what it has to say. South-southeast or north-northwest? Now, what the hell kind of a... He's either north or south.
But it's a bearing on a continuous wave of unknown origin... And frequency is slightly above 3105. A weak carrier.
So he's given a south southeast and north north switch, which are reciprocal.
On a bearing of
that's a reciprocal, 180 degrees.
You heard off frequency. And the whole damn fleet now bases their search on this bearing. Now that was sent by Yap by a Lung.
Yes, but the bearing was taken by Cipriani. 180 degrees difference. He's given us both of them.
Well, he said he no unilateral bearing. He couldn't get a unilateral bearing because it was such a weak, unidentified signal off frequency.
How could he get a bearing if it was a very weak signal?
Because it wasn't a mid-air at this time.
Well, no question, but I too would have sent any kind of a bearing.
Okay, good.
And the evaluation is not...
He does say here that it's off frequency. He does say it's a weak and it's unidentified. He says all those
yes,
things.
Yes, well, that's... Of course, that's correct to do
never
so.
Got out on the...
Because that's for the bridge to evaluate.
Okay.
Mine to intercept and yours to evaluate.
Good point.
This log was never kept on the island.
It must have been something that was put together after he got back on board the ship then.
It's quite possibly he kept notes. I don't think he took over any forms. What would be his purpose?
Would there be an extra watch typewriter for him to take ashore?
No, there was no typewriter. Those things are bolted to the desk.
That's right. Ship, they roll, won't they?
You've got a board up there, and these things are bolted. Otherwise, the first wave would throw the thing out the door.
And there wouldn't be an extra one down on the...
There were four typewriters aboard that vessel, and that was it. I'm speaking of the radio set.
But they would be the only ones of this kind of type.
Oh, well, this was typed in the shack. I'm telling you that offhand. I'll tell you right now, these were not typed in the island. But this was typed in the office.
Tell us a different kind of type.
That's a standard keyboard. I'm not a typewriter expert, but I certainly do.
A radio typewriter.
Bang away 20 years at one type of typewriter, you could become quite familiar. This is not amateur radio man language.
They wouldn't have the slightest idea. They would have no way in God's
a
world.
A Chinese man wouldn't even write that way. This is not amateur radio man language at all.
Well, this backs up the men. They claim they stood no watchers. They don't know what he's talking about.
I assume they were there around the table.
They say not.
You saw the picture of the shack. It's damn small, you couldn't help but trip over the equipment.
I can't.
Yeah, this further backs up the fact that when they called Howland Government House on the amateur radio and time delay in getting Cipriani was such that he must not have been in Government House. He must have been in the tent because there was always a time delay and they'd send a runner to go over and get Cipriani.
For the island.
I do not remember him standing any watches.
Well, what was he doing? Where did all this stuff come from?
These men didn't put it in there, I'll tell you that.
FL. He uses the expression FL. Now, the Chinaman doesn't know what FL means.
Wouldn't have the slightest idea.
I told you before I read this that the operators were all Chinese.
He wouldn't use DE either. An amateur would use DE as a crumb.
Yeah. V doesn't mean anything. V doesn't mean anything to him. Now I got the Chinaman on watch. Weren't we bringing a relief crew?
They were all on the island.
The regular crew was not relieved.
That's right.
We left.
There was eight people on.
Now wait a minute. We had some of those Hawaiian boys aboard.
You took Bill Tavares with you.
Is that who?
The rest of them got off the ship. They didn't want to be on the ship. They wanted to be on the island.
I know we had one aboard because he tried to be an interpreter on some of the islands. They couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Yeah. You took Bill with him for that reason. The rest of them were all on the island. But I'll tell you something about a guy by the name of Henry Lau that was on that island. And nobody knew it. They had him down as one of the Hawaiian boys. Well, Henry Lau, it just happened, was a lieutenant in the United States Army Signal Corps. And he was on that island the whole time. But he was going down there on his own as a visit. And no one knew that he was an Army Corps signal officer.
I wasn't aware of that either.
He never told anybody. Because he wanted to be with the Hawaiian boys. He didn't want to be in. If he was an officer, then he would have had to stay up in the officer's country.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be in the officer's country.
Called on FL. As I say, he wouldn't know what FL meant. These mean nothing. I don't know where these come from. These are just so much paper. I don't know what the hell it means. Relieved by Cipriani. Is he doing relieving himself?
Well, he goes back to a battery charge. Resumed battery charge at 0700. Nothing went on. They only stood watch at night, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That, I don't know. Now we're back to no results. You see, there was a lot of communications between the ship and him that not shown in those logs either. They're shown in the ship's log,
yeah.
But they're not shown in this log, and of course...
See, we keep very careful logs.
Yeah. He was told to keep logs. He was told twice to keep logs. But evidently he didn't do it. Unless these are supposed to be those logs that he kept.
This I get nothing from. This means nothing to me.
You're speaking of these logs of Cipriani.
Cipriani's logs mean absolutely nothing to me. I can't make head nor tail out of them.
Okay.
Where do I pick this up?
After that.
Well, this is me.
Yeah, that's that night after the fact. I want to get the night before. An example here is your... this is GCT time, though, by the way. Later on, I put both times down, but start out with it. This is, just for fun, is where you PAE. Now, I can't put who PAE is, because I don't know.
Let's get together on PAE and find out
okay,
who he is.
PAE from Itasca, Itasca, Itasca. Do you have anything for me? End of transmission. Itasca from PAE, I have nothing for you. Do you have anything for me? PAE from Itasca, I have nothing for you. Good morning. Itasca from PAE, Roger, good morning.
Correct.
Okay, and the answer to this in this report is attempt was made, but no contact made.
The P is a Dutch station.
Right.
What is Lay? Who owns Lay?
Lay is Australian. Okay, but anyway, you did make contact, whoever he is, but it's not, and he had nothing for you and you had nothing for him. But didn't you call the bridge and say, I just got a hold of PAE?
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, you were on watch.
I wouldn't have any reason to call the bridge for such a thing. For
saying why were you calling PAE?
The hell with it, lonesome.
Well, now you know everybody's been trying to contact Lay. You know that. You tried before and been unable to. That's why when you heard him, you gave him a call, right? But once you got him, didn't you ask anybody? Hey, I got him. What do you want me to do about it?
No, I didn't do anything.
It's not your responsibility. I know that.
I would have put a notation in the notified bridge that I cleared PAE. I would have put that in the log. Well, then I didn't do it. I was just exchanging niceties with the guy.
Okay, we can continue on now.
Thompson listening for Earhart. Nothing heard. Transmitting call and weather. Unanswered. Radio San Francisco from Itasca. Inform Radio San Francisco to listen for me on 12600. And transmit to me on 36 meters, which is 8400. End of transmit. Itasca from San Francisco. Roger. Are you in radio contact with Earhart on 3105? Roger, have you heard my signals on 3105? Signal strength barely perceptible. So reception impossible. Itasca, Roger. Standing by 36 meters. Standing by 36.
So
he didn't, he couldn't hear me very well on 3105, if he could hear me.
He heard something on
3105. He heard something, not necessarily me.
Coast Guard Radio San Francisco says my signal strength is very good. I think he means on 12,600.
Yeah, or 8,400. San Francisco Division Office. Now, this is not Southside. That's the office, which also has only receivers.
See, they're monitoring stations, huh?
At one time, they could key our transmitters, but not at this time. Send V's on 3105. Roger. San Francisco Division Office from Itasca. How does our frequency check and our modulation? Now, what are we talking about, our modulation, if I'm going to send V's?
Well, look, we finished up.
Voice transmission 31. Itasca from U.S. Coast Guard Radio San Francisco. I will call you again in 5 minutes. Never did answer me. Roger. I'm going to stop to work another station. I will call you again as soon as I can. Finished.
Thompson never did follow up on that because now Galton goes on watch.
Who was on watch prior?
Thompson. Tony? I don't know. I have to go back.
Yeah. But I thought Thompson was on the second. No, that's the first position. Yeah, now Galton relieves Thompson. Right.
Can you hear the Itasca's radio phone on 3105? Itasca from San Francisco, Roger. Negative. Never did hear us on 3105.
Not telephone.
No. Test key on 3105. Roger. Test. You got an E.
Can't help you. That's
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Then I must stop to work Earhart. Stand by. 3105. Wait. Itasca. Then I must stop to work Earhart. Stand by. 3105. Wait. Itasca from San Francisco. Roger.
But he didn't hear him on 3105 at all.
Phone.
Phone.
Apparently he's hearing him on the...
No, he didn't. We didn't.
No,
never
CW.
Did hear. Never got that far.
Yeah, change that one.
All right, let's Thompson. Make sure
That's
now.
That's Thompson.
So that was on key. And on voice, he couldn't hear anything. Couldn't hear you on voice at all.
The T-16 was working pretty good. Here, change that O'Hare again.
Okay. Change is positive. You are on ship's time.
I get a kick out of this high speed. Who put that high speed in there?
Okay, that was the end of tape number 3, side 1. What we were doing was we were reviewing the radio logs that I had prepared in plain language. Turning the tape over now to side number 2 of tape number 3 of the tapes made with Thomas J. O'Hare on May 20th, 1976.
Okay, this is side number 2 of tape 3. Side 2, tape 3, interview Thomas J. O'Hare. We're looking at the watch, and we have just got the first signal from Amelia Earhart at 2:45, and they've sent out the priority message that they have heard her now. And O'Hare is on the high-speed circuit, and Bell Arts is setting over on 3105 in the number 2 spot. Go ahead.
I told you I'm sitting on 3105, too, that the first position would be sitting on 3105. Did I mention that prior to?
I think so.
So Leo is merely backing up number 1. Now, 0335. When's our schedule for the weather?
5 and 35.
Well, I'm on 5 and 35.
Right.
She's listening, isn't she? It's 35. The half hour difference.
No, 5 and 35.
Well, this is 35.
Right.
I sent the weather at 35.
That's correct.
Is everything fine? Is she listening?
As far as you're concerned, it's fine.
Now, wait a minute. Is she listening?
No.
Why not?
Because she's listening on the half hour and on the hour.
And I'm a half hour off.
No, you're 5 minutes off.
You said 35.
That's right.
This is 35.
That's correct.
Why isn't she listening?
Because she doesn't know anything about this damn printed form you got that says it sent at 5 minutes and 35 after the hour, and where it came from is completely beyond me.
What does she think I'm going to send it on?
At what time? She thinks you're going to... she's going to tell you to send on the half hour.
What, at this moment, what does she think?
On the hour and half hour.
30?
And
right on, huh? Where did this 5 minutes come from?
Can't help you. I have no idea. All I know is you were given a printed form that you filled out, and it said transmit at 5 minutes after the hour and 35 minutes after the hour.
So everybody got those instructions except Amelia, apparently. All righty.
I have no idea, man.
We have heard her, but don't know if she hears us yet. What is my signal strength on 3105? Query. Reception impossible on 3105. I will call you again later.
That's
San Francisco.
We were heard throughout the Pacific.
We were heard throughout the Pacific.
But not on 3105.
0400 to 0300.
No, 0400 to 03.
I mean,
0-0.
The 3 minutes passed.
Yeah.
I'm transmitting the weather. How come... Where's the 5 minutes past?
Can't help you.
Why have I shifted now to on the hour?
No idea. Well, have you got that message from her yet to transmit to me on
no,
the hour and
no,
half hour?
No, no.
Can't help you. Well, you're on this here wasn't you. This was
somebody transmitted the here. Somebody transmitted the letter at 35 minutes past
right.
three. I relieved the watch, and here I am on the hour.
Right, you got a different idea about what's supposed to be done with the weather.
Now I'm going to get things straightened out here on my own. Where did I get that information?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly didn't take it on myself to go 5 minutes off the schedule.
Can't help you.
Why did I go from why hasn't it 5 minutes passed?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because at 3:45, at 3:45. 3:45, heard Earhart plane on 3105. Okay?
All right.
All right. I mean, what she said, it's not in your log, but what's in this other log, it says Earhart heard on phone. We'll listen on hour and half on 3105, says she.
Okay, we got that cleared up.
Now we know why. Now you switch from that silly 35.
Because now we are off the written instruction and are now
what she said.
Following her verbal instruction.
And doing it correctly.
That's because O'Hara is on watch.
Look it up. 5 minutes later, you call Navy Radio Honolulu. What do you say?
All right. I queried Honolulu, do you hear Earhart on 3105? Yes, but can't make her out. Understandable. But at least he heard her. Don't forget, at this particular hour, reception is the best.
But he heard her.
But he heard her, can't make her out.
Okay, go ahead.
0455. I'm working Honolulu CW. Earhart broke in on telephone on 3105 kilocycles and said.
That's at 4:55.
Leo's got her.
Heard Earhart part cloudy. All you got out of it.
I got now nothing.
Unreadable. Heard Earhart part cloudy. That's all he's got.
I was working NPM, but apparently I broke off.
Yeah.
And told him to wait.
Okay.
At 57 minutes, 0457, I'm sending weather on key.
On the hour.
And on the hour, I'm using phone as per requested.
Okay. No signal to see.
4. I queried Honolulu. What is the strength of my radio telephone signal on 3105? Negative. He does not hear me. However, he heard her with 25 watts output. And here I am with what, 500? Think about that one. He heard her, but he could not hear me.
At all.
And here I have a tremendous output on the T10.
I don't know. I don't think it's a tremendous output, but you got a tremendous with a big antenna.
I'm using the word relative to hers.
He can hear her, but he can't hear you. Nobody can hear you.
They hear us all over the Pacific, according to someone.
But why are you asking? That's you now. Why are you asking? I mean, you got a lot to do. What the hell are you doing asking Honolulu whether he can hear you or not?
Good question. Curious.
You're suspicious because she...
If I'm suspicious, I would have got... Leo sitting right over there, isn't he?
Yeah.
He knows what I'm asking Honolulu. He knows that Honolulu told me they couldn't hear. Why didn't he get up and check that transmitter then and there?
I can only find one logical reason. I don't want to put words in your mouth for you to be asking 10 minutes after, you've just talked to Honolulu here a few minutes before. You called her and you heard her and you answered her right on schedule. She didn't come back to you. No signals heard.
And I'm curious why she does not answer me.
So you ask NPM, how's my signal strength on 3105? You know, he said he's heard her as well as you have. You can't make her out either. And he's hearing her.
But nevertheless, I can hear her.
And he says he can't hear you at all.
And I query him, what is my signal strength on 3105? And he says, I don't hear you. Now, why didn't Leo, the chief radio man, the boss, get up and say,
what's going on here?
Boom, I'll stretch out another mill out of this thing or something.
What do you think?
I'm over here in one. I'm not about to usurp Leo's...
He's the chief.
He's the chief. I'm not about to go over to the transmitter. He would be well within his rights to say, keep your goddamn hands off of that thing while he's there.
Why are you asking? Are you and him talking about this?
Apparently no.
Are you sure? You mean, you know, maybe...
I'm busy.
Leo, damn it, why aren't we getting her? He's asked Honolulu your signal strength.
Well, it seems reasonable to assume because he's sitting...
Right next to you.
As far as from here to the door, I say, chief, nobody hears me. Then, Leo, in retrospect, of course, I being a chief now, I would have got up and checked that damn transmitter.
You don't remember anything going on at the time?
No, he never did check that transmitter at that time.
But you're suspicious of it.
I must be.
You're asking everybody under the sun if they're hearing you.
You notice it's only me that's asking? Have you noticed that?
I'm not sure whether you or Thompson...
Galton or Thompson is not querying anyone about the reception on 3105.
Of course, the action's now. She's in here now.
All right.
Okay.
Now I'm at 5:10. I'm in communication with San Francisco. What is the strength of my signals on 3105? I just got through asking Honolulu tonight, 10 minutes prior. End of transmission. Itasca from Radio San Francisco, reception impossible on 3105. Now, in 10 minutes, I've asked two guys. Have I not?
Yep. In the last
Am I getting suspicious?
Well, I would say something. Somebody's suspicious about something. You don't normally do that, do you?
It wouldn't be within my province to say, hey, chief, your transmitter's not working.
Oh.
I couldn't possibly say that. He would be well within his rights to say, mind your own goddamn business. Because that's his business.
But you're obviously suspicious of something.
Well... What am I asking everybody? Okay. Suspicions are aroused. Why didn't I get up? Well, I couldn't if the chief was there. Now, the way you check that transmitter for modulation, you come over to my position and pull the microphone out. It's like the old-style telephone. Press to talk. You then plug that into the jack on the T10.
Microphone.
Yeah. And you check your meters, and the meters do not lie, as a rule. He never did that until the next morning. I remember him doing it with daylight. Okay, let's take it from there.
Did you answer this letter?
Oh, keep going.
Bellart claimed there was no loudspeaker in the radio room?
How ridiculous can you get with half a dozen of the damn people?
A tragedy I find is that she cut off her 250-foot real antenna at San Juan, Puerto Rico, and therefore knocked out her 500 kC transceiving capability. Mr. H.W. Grossfinger, Grossfinger, of Western Electric Company, that's Mr. W. as in William H. as in hotel, who installed her radio equipment, confirms that this would have made her 500 kC wavelength drop off badly in strength.
Something had to be put in the code. Who would do that?
That's an officer's function. Probably communication officer.
Was code A seven numbers?
Code is never 7-5.
How about Cypher C?
We didn't use Cypher. You know what Cypher is? That old machine they used to have. What is it?
Code is letter. Cypher is a mixture of letters and numerals.
I see.
That's the difference between a cipher and a code.
And that's all handled by officers.
Yeah.
You just send a bunch of gibberish as far as you were concerned.
Yeah. Five letter groups. They're always across.
Seems to be a thing.
What questions are left unanswered in your mind?
Why she couldn't receive me? Was it me or her receiver? I'm inclined to think it was my transmitter.
1910. Can you think of any reason why?
Was it modulating? We had had that trouble previously.
When was that previously? I don't know.
The thing was an erratic thing on voice.